Welcome to episode 1476 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we take a break from our series on the Acts of the Apostles. If you missed any of those previous episodes, you can always find them in our archives. Thus far, we have explored the lives of Peter, Andrew, Thomas, Matthew, Judas Iscariot, and James, the brother of Jesus. And note that we are now on YouTube. It's just audio only for now, but we hope to have some dynamic video in the months ahead. However, this week, in each of our episodes, we will share some inspiring music and words of scripture related to that music. In Colossians 3, verse 16, Paul writes, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach one another with gratitude in your hearts." And we want to share that message of Christ in song. William Cowper was one of the most important English poets and hymn writers of the 18th century. Born in 1731, Cowper endured recurring periods of severe depression throughout his life. During a period of recovery, his Christian faith became increasingly central to him. He eventually settled in Olney, England, where he developed a close friendship with Anglican minister John Newton, the acclaimed author of Amazing Grace. Together, they produced the influential Olney Hymns in 1779. Cowper contributed dozens of hymns, including God Moves in a Mysterious Way and Oh for a Closer Walk with God. Cowper probably wrote There is a Fountain Filled with Blood around 1771, and it appeared in print by 1772 before being included in Olney Hymns under the title Praise for the Fountain Opened. Its central image comes from Zechariah 13, verse 1, which describes a fountain opened for cleansing from sin and impurity.
On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity.
Cowper joins that image to Christ's crucifixion, portraying Jesus' blood as an inexhaustible source of forgiveness and redemption. The hymn moves from the thief beside Jesus at Calvary to Cowper's own experience of grace, and finally, to the hope of continuing to praise Christ beyond the grave. The hymn is especially poignant in light of Cowper's life. He knew profound darkness personally, yet wrote of a grace more enduring than guilt, despair, or death. His declaration that Christ's blood shall never lose its power became the heart of a hymn that has remained in Christian worship for more than two centuries. Today, we share with you a modern retelling of that hymn.
There is a fountain flowing still from mercy's wounded side, a river deep enough for every sin, a grace that will not run dry. I came with nothing in my hands, no goodness of my own, but there beneath the shadow of the cross, your blood has brought me home. Every stain, every scar, every place I wander far, washed away by the wonder of your grace. There is a fountain, there is a fountain flowing from the heart of God. Mercy like an ocean, grace that has no ending. Jesus, it is in your find forgiveness there. The broken are restored, and sinners once condemned and far away are welcomed home as yours. Every stain, every scar, every place I wandered far, washed away by the wonder of your grace. There is a fountain,
Sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
There are stains we cannot remove ourselves, choices we cannot undo, words we cannot retrieve, wounds we have caused, and failures we would rather forget. The gospel does not ask us to pretend those things never happened. It tells us that God has opened a fountain deeper than our guilt. At Calvary, Jesus did more than forgive individual acts of sin. He made possible a new beginning, cleansing the conscience and breaking the power of the past to define us. This fountain does not run dry. The same grace that reached a dying thief, that reached William Cooper in his own darkness, still reaches us. We do not have to make ourselves clean before coming to Christ. We come because we cannot make ourselves clean, trusting that the fountain of his grace still flows. Father, thank you for the grace you have given us through Jesus, cleansing our sin, healing our shame, and offering us a new beginning. When the weight of our past threatens to define us, remind us that your mercy is greater than our failures and that the redeeming blood of your Son will never lose its power. Help us to live each day as people forgiven, restored, and made new by your unfailing love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.